Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty freaking far from okay. Whoa.
Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh yeah!
A Minnesota couple started dating after the woman ordered food and asked her Grubhub driver to go out on a date. Now they're getting married next year. Here's Hannah telling the story of how she first met her fiance, Alec.
I happened to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
Chick shoots her shot. Thinks the Grubhub driver is cute and winds up marrying him. Are you okay with this?
Yes, I'm 100% okay with this. It was Wayne Gretzky that said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. She took her shot. And I don't understand why people are so, like, shocked by this. I've seen so many porn movies where a delivery driver comes over and delivers more than the food.
This is normal behavior is what you're saying?
It happens all the time in adult cinema, Nige. So I don't know why people are surprised that there's a romance here between the delivery guy and an attractive woman.
I will say if the tables were turned, it might be a little more creepy. That kind of thing doesn't normally happen. Like, it's the dude that's the customer and tries to get with or slide into the DMs of his attractive Grubhub female driver. That probably, I don't see that happening a lot. Not even in the movies you watch.
Or maybe, and I'm just spitballing here hypothetically, let's say you're a prominent sports writer for a newspaper and you do something really creepy to a prominent female athlete. Yeah, that would not be appropriate, but nothing like that's ever happened, no, so thank right. God.
In Missouri, a tornado struck right in the middle of a rehearsal dinner. Here's Brookdale Farms general manager James talking about what happened.
My wedding coordinators really jumped into action when they saw the glass garage doors starting to bow in, and they got everyone to safety in time before a portion of the roof was ripped off, and immediately went to Taylor and Kyle and just embraced her. On the outside, she was keeping it together a lot better than I think a lot of brides would, but I knew on the inside she was panicked. She'd been working on planning this special day for about 2 years.
And for what it's worth, even with the tornado aftermath, the wedding still went on as planned. Are you okay with this?
Yes, I'm okay with this.
Really?
I've got a similar story. In 2002, the reception hall where we were going to have our wedding reception was damaged by a tornado.
Oh, wow.
The atrium on the south side had tornado damage and like the roof was ripped off. So a month before the wedding, we didn't have a reception place. Luckily, another venue stepped up and said, we'll take care of you guys. So I understand what it's like, man. You work so hard to prepare for a wedding. There are so many things to plan. You got to make sure you've got the church or wherever you're getting married, the reception place, the food, the drinks, you know, the tabletop things. All of that crap goes into planning a wedding, hiring the DJ or the band, and then imagine 1 month right before, or in this case, you know,
the day of
some sort of crazy thing happens. It can freak you out. It can be incredibly stressful. So I know what they're going through.
Are you okay with this? Motley Crue, they got a new song out. It's called Dogs of War, and it features their new lead guitarist, John Five. The band describes
that's
the
his
song,
name, John Five.
John Five, yes.
Seven. Let's name the kid Seven. George Costanza.
Here's what the new song sounds like. Dogs of War.
Records.
Fast forward to the lyrics, maybe.
A lot of bastard talk.
Are you okay with the new Motley Crue song?
Man, I don't know. I love the Crue. Like, we use Motley Crue at the top of every hour. Kickstart sure. My Heart is like the official theme song of the Hammer and Nigel show. When I hear Kickstart My Heart come on anywhere else, awesome, I immediately get ready to do the Hammer and Nigel show. But I don't know about this one. First of all, I don't like getting called a bastard multiple times in a row. And then John 5. 5's not a last name, 5's a number. So I'm going to have to probably take a hard pass on this one.
All right.
Nothing personal. I love the Crue, but I think I'm out on this one.
All right.